You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you think this is a mistake? Or do you think this is an assistant that made it a mistake?
Fans have recently reacted after Katie Holmes liked an Instagram post that confirmed her ex-husband Tom Cruise's romance with actress Ana de Armas.
So Katie Holmes liked a post basically saying that Tom Cruise and Ana de Armas are together. And people are like, oh, look, she's supporting him.
Oh, yeah, they're a nice family circle. Oh, we know that ain't true.
Right. Like, everybody knows that Katie Holmes was like, yeah, I got duped by an older man. I was a child. And now I've, you know, I used to like posters of him on my wall. And then I married him and had a kid.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like he hasn't seen Suri in 10 years. So who knows? I could be wrong, though. Anything's possible.
No, I think they're... I think that they're publicly estranged. I believe so.
Okay.
But either
way. Privately, maybe not.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But the question is the right after Katie Holmes liked the post, she unliked the post. Now, here's what I'm trying to figure out. Did Katie Holmes do it or did her assistant do it by accident?
I mean, if you're the assistant, then you're a bad assistant. I mean, you've got to know certain things. If you're the assistant, you're the closest person to that celebrity every single day. So you'd know that that was an absolutely huge no-no. The only people that could get away with that would be Katie Holmes or Suri.
So do you think...
And Suri's not a child anymore.
Right,
she's
no.
going to college,
she's
right?
She's in college,
or she's in college. So it's not like she's got mommy's iPhone and made a mistake.
I don't know. But she immediately unliked it. And I think we've all been there when you accidentally like something you're not supposed to like. The next thing I know, I'm like, oh my God! How do we avoid these kind of problems from happening? Because I think it happens to everybody, not just Katie Holmes.
Well, I'll tell you, I mean, first and foremost, as a guy, you got fat fingers. Don't be scrolling through your phone, virtually stalking any of your exes, or being on any page that you don't want to be perceived that you are there. If you like a photo of a celebrity in a bikini, don't tell anybody because that's going to live there forever on the internet. I'm always amazed when people are like on the thirst trap photos and they're like, oh, girl. And I'm like, that's just going to live there forever. On Facebook, it's people that you may know listed on the side. LinkedIn, it's people that have been looking at your profile. If I want to know what's going on in your life, I won't look at it.
No,
I'll teach you a lesson by not looking because I'll never want you to know in your life. The only way that I'm ever going to look is if I'm looking over somebody else's shoulder and I get them to go ahead and check out your page. And guess what? They can't even be one of my circle of friends because then you'll know it was me.
Well, so similarly... My husband, Paul, one time I was on his Instagram and his algorithm had lots of young, beautiful women in bikinis.
Oh, my gosh.
And I said, what the heck is this?
Yeah,
I go,
yeah.
What are you looking at? And he's like, I don't know. I go, no, you know.
Somebody knows somewhere.
Right. So everything you do on the internet is traced to you and it goes to what you like. And it has gotten to the point where you really can't stalk an ex or go and see what a coworker is up to because somehow they'll see it. And the biggest trap of all that is LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah.
LinkedIn is one of the biggest social media platforms.
Pay for the premium.
If you pay for the premium, you can see everyone that's looked at your page and it knows just how to tease you enough.
Oh, for sure.
Because it'll say, look who has viewed your page.
These companies,
these
too.
Companies.
Oh, logos, blurred images.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, that CEO is looking at me. Of course you want to know why. But I'm never going to pay $79 or whatever it is a month to find out.
Yeah. I'll never give them the satisfaction of knowing that I was there. Never.
Well, this is awkward. Waymo is doing something right now that we've never really seen before. They're going to be offering kids the opportunity to take their cars.
Waymo just launched a new service in Phoenix, letting teens aged 14 to 17 ride its robo-taxis all by themselves.
If you're 14 to 17 years old, That means that you can get a Waymo, a robot taxi, all by yourself.
Parents or guardians link their accounts to the new teen's account so they can track the ride and get help from remote operators if needed.
Would you let a robot drive your teenager wherever you want it to go?
I guess it doesn't feel all that different more to me than Uber or anything like that. I mean, Uber, it's a stranger. So whether it's a human or a robot, sometimes that robot's going to be better, right? I mean, that's the whole point of making these robot drivers get out there in the world.
What I'm trying to figure out right now. So Waymo is a robot that basically just drives a car for you.
An autonomous vehicle.
Correct. Now, my daughter, Hayden, is 16. Mm-hmm. She has her driver's permit. In less than 2 weeks, she will be going for her actual license.
Mm-hmm.
Do I think a driverless vehicle is safer than my teenager driver? I asked her thoughts on this.
Who do you think is a safer driver? You or the Waymo that has no driver and is a robot?
I think I'm a better driver than the Waymo.
Why?
Because I'm a human. And because I have eyes and I can see what's happening.
You know, I mean, here's the thing is the robot, I mean, if it's working the way I'm thinking, it has all that information that it's gathered from all these other different sources about what driving is supposed to be like and what the distances are and your braking habits and the proper speed and all those things. I guess it's the other drivers that would really worry me if I was the robot.
Now, every time I try to teach Hayden something, she tells me she already knows.
Mm-hmm.
She knows everything, apparently, about driving.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no, you should really like lean into the curve a little bit more. I know, Mom. So, I mean, I guess, do robots know everything, too? Because she knows everything.
Lean into the curb?
Like when you turn and you lean in at like a stop sign, you lean into the curb.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You sound like her.
But
do you think that's better than a robot that just senses around it?
Probably. I mean, it might park better than me, but I think I'm a better driver.
So the robot's a better parker, but you're a better driver?
Yeah.
That scared me.
I just need clarification on what is leaning in.
Lean in. Like when you come to a stop sign, right?
Yeah.
You don't go to straight full stop sign unless you're going straight. If you're going right, you lean in. You lean in to the right to turn right on a stop sign. Like towards the curb.
Yeah, that's... I mean,
she already knows, Raven. She already knows how to do it.
All right.
Yeah.
But I was never taught that.
I don't
remember reading that anywhere in the manual.
Well, I've driven with you, followed you driving, and seen your car parked.
And you think I would benefit from leaning in?
I think that maybe, one, you would benefit from me teaching you how to drive.
No.
And two, you would benefit from a driverless Waymo vehicle picking you up and driving you around.
I'll take the automated vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that.
Just lean in. You've got to lean in when you're taking a right. You lean in.
I'm going to advise people in their vehicles right now, if you've never leaned in while driving, I wouldn't begin doing that today.
Just lean a little bit in.
Don't.
Just angle your car. You go in.
That's weird.
Okay.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only get to hear about one. Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for today's selection?
Give it to me.
Hundreds of Amazon packages mistakenly shipped to a woman's home for over a year.
That sounds fun.
Boyfriend continues fitness competition as paramedics treat girlfriend.
I mean, we came here together, but one of us has got to win this thing.
And professional car sitter, make sure your ride doesn't get towed.
You know, I've lived in some of those neighborhoods where towing is a real problem. But given the fact that Prime Day is happening right now, let me be festive and go with Amazon packages.
Usually when your Amazon package arrives, you're pretty pumped about it.
Yeah.
Something you ordered, something you wanted, and now it's here.
Finally.
And it's got here the next day, and, you know, the whole thing is good. But imagine if every single day, hundreds of packages started showing up at your house that you didn't order. Listen to this woman.
It started with one package, and I was like, it's got my address, but it's not for me.
Right. So she's like, oh, that's weird.
That happens, though.
It happens all the time.
From time
to
time, sure.
This isn't mine. Like, they made a mistake. They brought it to the wrong house. Except they just kept coming. Hundreds of packages. She has an 88-year-old mother that lives with her.
Mm-hmm.
The packages would be stacked up in front of their house that they could not be able to get into the home.
Oh, wow.
She has a carport that is just filled with these packages.
Who are these packages for and what's in these packages? That's what I want to know.
Inside each one, a set of faux leather car seat covers
nice.
From a Chinese online seller.
Wait a minute. Inside of each one?
She has hundreds of returns of faux leather car seat covers.
I mean, she should just open a business where she's reselling these things at the local flea market or whatever.
Who
she could become
them?
The seat cover person.
Well, but the
you remember, listen, in the 80s and the 90s, seat covers were a big deal.
I forgot about it. I go, what the heck are seat covers?
It used to be a thing, remember? Because your seats in your old cars used to crack or whatever, or it would just be the fabric and it'd be hot, so you'd put the seat cover on it. I was actually walking by, and I saw a car with seat covers in it the other day in a bank parking lot. It had two wolves. I swear to you, bathed in blue light, and I was like, whoa, that's a choice.
Should we bring them back? Should we bring back car covers?
I mean, so what does she do now? Why are they sending her all these?
Well, it's interestingly enough.
Oftentimes, the amount it costs to return it is about more than 50% of what they paid for it. And every time I was absolutely assured, this will stop. You won't get any more of these packages. You'll hear from us within 24 to 48 hours.
And they never did anything about it until she got the local news involved.
Yeah.
And then Amazon told her, just donate them or return them back to a center.
Right.
And she was like, no, why? I don't want to do this.
I got to get a truck, right? Like you put this burden on me? That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
So this Chinese retailer is only available on Amazon. You can't find a website or anything else. And
all right.
When you list something, when you have a company with Amazon, you have to provide a return place in the United States.
Okay.
Now, most of the times, it costs more to return something.
Yeah, so they just tell you to keep it.
To keep it.
Yeah.
But by creating this address that belongs to this poor random woman, they were able to skirt all that, finding a return center in the United States and pay for it. And they just have all this stuff returned to this random poor lady who's just trying to live her life.
And then what? She sends it back to them? Like, this is insane to me.
Right.
So they used her address as their return area.
Yep. Because it's rather to lose lose the cost of it.
Yeah.
Than to have to do anything.
I'm telling you, she should resell these. Take that down to the flea market, man. I mean, you know, cut rate prices there.
Imagine she gives up her job. Let's say she's an educator, right? An educator at school. She gave up her job that she worked her whole life for so she could resell car seat covers, faux leather.
Imagine how cool these faux leather car seat covers look in the front seats of your Fiero.
This poor woman.
Huh? That's my trip to the bank. What?
Do you work for a big company? Is it awesome? Why? Why is it so awesome? Or maybe it's not so awesome. That's a good thing to find out, too.
A lot of people used to think that way, right? You're just a number. You're a faceless entity inside. You're a cog in the machine, Anna.
Mm.
You're nothing.
So Forbes and Statista, they got together to release their annual list of America's best mid-sized employers and America's best large employers. So this is not the mom and pops and the local smaller companies.
Of course not.
These are the big companies.
Mm-hmm.
And what they looked for is they asked all these employees from over 200,000 or whatever, based on salary, work environment, training programs, and opportunities to advance, who thinks they have the best company to work for.
Sure.
And I was blown away by how diverse the list really is.
Okay, so you're thinking about a career change. I heard what you said.
Well,
what's going on?
Probably stuck in this seat for the rest of my life.
Out?
No.
All right. Dang it. I thought we had an opportunity here.
I've never worked for a really large company before. I've never had that opportunity.
I mean, ours is not a small company when it comes to broadcasting, but it's not one of the larger ones either.
No.
So, okay.
So to me, and my husband has worked for big companies throughout his life.
Yeah.
So I always see the difference, like based on the perks
inside
I get.
Inside your house.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And versus like the perks he gets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll get like Visa gift cards for a flight because he won that at the company party.
Yeah.
We'll get like a toaster. You know, there's differences that are there.
We get like $50 gift certificate to a local restaurant.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah. He gets a leather satchel.
Right.
Like he gets a golf bag with golf clubs in it. And like we get drive by a golf course, you know, like that. Okay.
So anyway, I'm looking at this list, and here's the top ones. Mm-hmm. Number one on the list is the University of Notre Dame. Notre Dame is the best company, they say, to work for in the country.
Okay. Well, I mean, limited opportunity for us here, or if you're not in education or some sort of support or administrative like position, I guess.
Number two, which I thought was very interesting because everyone I know that
it's so funny.
There,
I don't think of a university as a
business,
a corporation.
Oh, as somebody who's going through the college process with my teenage daughter, I will tell you it is a business. It is 100%.
I don't think of it as a major employer, I guess. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's number two?
Trader Joe's. And everybody I've ever talked to that worked at Trader Joe's loved working at Trader Joe's. I also heard there's a hookup culture.
Yes,
there.
Right? Yeah. We covered that before, that there's it's the sexiest of the grocery stores to work for.
Weird.
It is weird.
Yep.
You know, I've got a friend who's been in grocery for 30 plus years at this point. They've tried to get him to retire like 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
He has 9 weeks of vacation a year and makes a massive amount. His pension is huge, huge. He won't retire.
You're
so
always going to need groceries. You're always going to need groceries.
I believe it. It's a good business to be in.
Number three was Houston Methodist, leading medicine.
Okay.
And number four, NVIDIA, which I thought was really interesting because they've been
big
in the news. This is a huge week for
NVIDIA. Big week.
They're basically saying if you got in on NVIDIA when the stocks were like $17, you're going to be rich forever now.
Gosh, I'm so mad at myself.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's the AI future. So there you go.
Yeah.
And then number five is Navy Federal Credit Union. And I'm looking at the top 10, and there's some of these that are always on the list. Google came in number six, always on the list.
Yeah.
Microsoft has been on this list a long time.
Yeah, yeah. They got the culture and the complexes and all that. Yeah.
In-N-Out, the burger joint.
Mm-hmm.
That's number 8 on the list.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting that that's considered a really great place to work.
Okay.
If you work at a big company, what makes it so good? 1-800-330-9999. They just released the list. America's best mid-size and large employers coming in at number 1. Everybody wants to work at the University of Notre Dame.
It's so surprising to me, right? Like, I think of that as a regional place, not somewhere that I would think of as one of the biggest companies in America, but congratulations to them, I guess, and you, if you work there.
Also on this list, Trader Joe's, Google, Microsoft, In-N-Out Burger, even Delta made the list. But if you work for a big company, what company is it, and why is it awesome? 1-800-330-9999. Julian.
Yeah, so I'm an engineer at 3M, and I'm a pretty practical guy. You get unlimited access to post-it notes, tape, command strips. So I've got more post-it notes than you can ever imagine with that constant supply.
The thing about post-its, you get so excited when you get them for free. Because you don't want to buy post-it notes.
Like, oh, no.
For some reason, that's annoying.
Right.
But when you get post-its for free, somebody sent us, look, these post-it notes. And on top, it says, be strong and courageous. Somebody sent them to
me. You're still using them.
They're so ugly. I use them all the time. Because I don't have free post-it notes, so I'll accept the fact that they have weird sayings on them.
I know several people that are associated with 3M.
Oh, really? No.
So I knew a couple that met through 3M. They have an incredible transfer program from state to state and city to city that you can go within the company. 3M. But they're in so many products that you have no idea. I have another friend who has a trade agreement with 3M for his company. They do like window films. Security and tinting and all that stuff, and he gets to fly out to the 3M ranch.
Do they just have
they have a place
notes?
That's like bigger than the Rockefellers had? They own like half of Montana or Wyoming or something like that.
But do they
and
you give go out there
and you
post-its.
Can do anything?
But
oh,
do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
And they make them sign like an NDA, like there's no talk about what goes on there.
Well, it's probably
very secret,
right?
Very secret,
yeah. Wow. All right, well, thank you so much. It's fascinating. And until I saw the logo, I didn't remember. And then I saw the logo, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that company.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Some of these great companies are ones that you kind of recognize, but you don't. But then you realize you've probably been living with them and using their products your whole life.
Yes.
Michaela, how about you? What's the company you work for, and why is it awesome?
Well, I was actually going to tell you the reasons it's awesome and then have you guys guess.
Okay.
Go.
Okay, so my family gets all free memberships. I get extra pay on Sundays, God bless, and I get to spend all of my time at the happiest place on earth.
Oh, well, I mean, come on, now.
Chick-fil-A?
That was my first guess until she gave me the tagline.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
Clearly Disney.
Oh, is it Disney?
It's actually Costco.
Oh!
What?
Oh! People like to work at Costco.
Big twist. I have heard that.
Yeah. And you know what I learned? Because my husband used to work for a different company at one of my husband's old companies. You know the people that give you the samples? They don't technically work for Costco. They work for a different company that
just does stuff at Costco.
That just does samples for Costco. I don't know if that's still true. I'm going back quite a few number of years. But I remember I thought that was fascinating.
I didn't know that everybody in your family gets a free membership.
Wait, everybody in your immediate family gets a membership there?
Well, yeah, they give you access to 4 memberships, and each membership has you can attach 2 people. So that's basically 8 memberships. I don't really know anyone who has a family bigger than 8.
That's cool.
Near me.
When I used to work at the YMCA, I would get a free family membership.
Oh, That's nice.
Yeah. I think that's a nice perk. Here, if you're a family member of us, you can't win concert tickets or anything.
Right.
That's
kind of goes
perk.
The other way on that one.
Yeah.
Right.
My mom was like, can I try to call to win in those tickets? I was like, no, Mom, because you're my mom.
Can't do it.
Yeah. Forbes just released a list of the best employers in America to work for. The big companies, the big ones. Surprisingly, number one, University of Notre Dame. Consistently always on this list. Trader Joe's, Google, In-N-Out Burger.
There's some surprises here.
They based it on salary, work environment, training programs, and opportunities to advance. And if you work for a big company, why is it so great? And what company is it? 1-800-330-9999. Aaron.
Oh, I work for Uber. That's the best job I ever had in my life.
You know, what is it that you like so much about it? Is it the control?
Yeah, I can clock in, I can clock out, I can call you guys. I'm at work actually right now, speaking to you guys. Mm-hmm. I can do what I want, when I want, how I want. You can manage your money, and it's a 24-hour job. You pick your day, you do whatever you like. Great job.
It's true. It really gives you so much flexibility to be able to work for yourself and be employed.
Yeah, you know, I've been a business owner myself for many, many years, and you say to yourself that's all about control, too. I can do the same thing, but it's not true. Right.
Well, right? You got to work even harder sometimes, don't you think?
Right. You know, I mean, I think sometimes it would be easier to just have a job like that where, yeah, I could define exactly what my hours were when I showed up and when I didn't. But I didn't have to manage the whole business profile on top of it. Maybe I'm out of here. I'm going to drive Uber, Anna.
I mean, it's not a bad gig.
Diane, you work in a big company. What makes it great?
So I work for AT&T. Mm-hmm. And actually, today is my 25th service anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so one of the perks when you have a service anniversary is you get money and you can spend it on food with, like, teammates or friends. Then you also get money for a gift. So you get a service anniversary gift.
Uh-huh.
Great tuition benefit. And there's always room for advancement within the company. So And you also get discounts for wireless service and other company services as well.
Well, we all know what we're paying for that now. So that would feel good. That's for sure. I've got a friend, Anna. He's in the vitamin industry. He makes vitamins in the manufacturing plant. He's like a supervisor or whatever. But he gets all his vitamins for free. But they also give him like allotments every year for different things that are supposedly under the umbrella of wellness. Last year, he got his tires for free.
That's pretty cool.
It's weird, but it's also awesome.
Keeps you safe, right?
Right. Hey, I need tires this year.
Allie, what's a great company you work for?
Priceline.com, because they make me feel like I'm worthless and like I just don't exist and will never get promoted. And that's just great.
That's not.
Sounds like okay.
Okay.
A little bit facetious. Well, listen, I
sorry to hear that.
Yeah, we wish you luck today.
Yeah. Good luck, Allie.
Bye.
Sometimes you wake up and you look around your house and there is a mess and you freak out, grab a big black plastic bag. And then you rage clean and you throw away everything in your path that's not supposed to be there.
You're talking about like one of those like contractor bags?
Yep.
Yeah.
Get the big one out. It's all going in the garbage. All this stuff out of the way. It's not supposed to be here. I've said it a million times as a mom and as a wife, and it's going in this garbage right now.
Inevitably, that means, though, that things end up in that bag that other people are not ready to see go. I'm stuck in this conundrum my whole life. My wife tells me over the years, decades, that I've gotten rid of things of hers. I have no recollection of doing so. I want to clean out my garage. I'm supposed to get a dumpster. I know that if I have her there, she'll stop me from throwing away anything that I want. On the other hand, I also need to make that progress. I'm stuck, Anna. I'm stuck. Well, and we're both adults. What did you do?
So this is the thing, is that sometimes you throw away things you're not supposed to throw away. Mm. And you want to know what? In my mind, it's your own fault, because if you would have put it where it belonged, it wouldn't have gotten thrown in the garbage.
Is that a good enough reason?
So we had just gotten back from vacation, and I'm like one of those people that I need a day to get my house back to normal, everything washed, everything put away before I go back to work. I need everything in its place.
Very type A.
I'm so type A.
Everything has got to be placed there. There can't be a single load of laundry left. All those things. Everything must be done.
But that night, there was a blowout in my house. A blowout, because I had apparently thrown away the most important thing in the whole world.
Why are you so mad?
Because you threw away my shells from vacation.
Why did you put them in a cardboard box, a cardboard Dannon yogurt box, an empty one?
because it seems like a place to put them because I didn't want to put them in the bucket because Dakota was using the bucket.
But why did you leave them on the kitchen table if they were such important seashells?
I left them with my stuff on the table. I was tired that night and was going to bring them upstairs the next morning.
Oh, yeah. Always the next morning.
So wait a minute. So this is the very morning after you got back? What time did you guys get back?
We got home at midnight. I had one day to get the house cleaned and back to normal before we were going back to work.
Wait a minute. You arrive home.
Yeah.
At midnight.
Yes.
You go upstairs to go to bed. You come downstairs.
6 a.m.
Your kids are still asleep.
Correct.
And you, opening your eyes, decide that this is the time to clean the counter and throw everything away?
She put the seashells in an empty cardboard. But she knows.
Wow,
if it's
Anna.
Important, you put things in your room. You bring things to your room.
It was midnight. She was asleep.
It wasn't my 6-year-old. It was my 16-year-old.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you really think I was going to go out into the garbage and try to locate them?
Yes, you threw away my shells.
There's shells, and there's a million more seashells downstairs in the basement from our last trips.
Yeah, but these were special because I got them with my cousins.
Yep. They were special, Anna, and they're completely different than the other ones. You know, their only safe move after this was discovered was to go out there, maybe not grab those shells, but find another empty yogurt box or whatever it was that she had them in and take some of the old shells and put them in there. I mean, seriously, what are we talking about? A matter of 8 hours they sat there? You came downstairs and got rid of them? Bad choice.
I went downstairs to the basement.
Yeah.
Because I was so annoyed by
yes,
the whole thing.
By her being upset.
Why would you put it in garbage? Why would you put something that was so... And how many times have I heard, I'm going to make a scrapbook out of these? No, you're not. There's 7,000 shells in the basement. I went to go get the shells downstairs, which she said were not the same. And I told her they came from the same ocean.
That's right.
They did. Did you ever do that? You ever rage clean and throw something away?
Not that... 8 hours after arriving at my house. Listen, no, I have not. But let's ask.
If you know me and my children know me,
yeah,
that was a mistake from moment one. If
yeah,
it was important, it should have been in her room. 1-800-330-9999. What did you throw away? Sometimes you rage clean. And my teenager left a Dannon yogurt box filled with shells on top of the kitchen table. So I immediately threw it in the garbage. And then later on that night when she realized they were gone, she had pretty much a nervous breakdown.
You know, here's the thing. All right. Typically, I would have said if it sat there for a while, that's one thing. But those shells were sitting there for 8 hours, Anna. The day after you returned in the middle of the night from vacation, your daughter might have a case here.
Either way, I think sometimes you throw away things that belong to a family member and it causes all kinds of chaos in the house. What did you throw away? 1-800-330-9999. Ethan?
Well, the last time my dad was in the hospital, I decided to clean his house for him. And he had a room full of these just empty boxes, so I just broke him down and threw him out. And when he got out of the hospital, he was upset.
What was he holding on to for?
I don't know why he was holding out of the boxes. He just said, I might need him someday to pack things back up. And I don't know where he was planning on going, but he just got real mad. It was taking up almost half a room's worth of space.
There's some people that have obsessions with keeping boxes because you never know when you're going to need them.
A good box. I know. It's an attractive thing, but you can't hold on to them forever.
I
throw them in the garage. They get themselves a week or two of life there.
They're hard to come by. There was a time.
And they're expensive.
When Amazon did not bring 30 boxes to your house every
right
day. So when you had a good box, you held on to it because, like I said, you never
good
knew.
Box. It's my wife and I. We have, it might be 110 gallons. That huge rollout, you take your curb there. We fill that recycle bin every single time. We've got a week to go right now. It's full right now.
Yeah.
We're dead.
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do?
Designate a room in your house for boxes.
We're
like
two people.
Yeah.
Nuts. Marion, what'd you throw away on a family member and it just went nuclear after that?
Well, I was caring for my mom and dad and they're at the end of their lives. And my mom had a little nightstand next to her bed and she had a box of Godiva chocolates that I kept dusting. Like every time I would go, I would dust this box of chocolates and I was like, these are not going anywhere. So I threw it out and about 2 weeks later, my sister came to the house and she's like, Marion, did you see the box, the gold box of Godiva chocolates in mom's room? And she's like, her jewelry was in there.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. Yeah. I threw out a whole box of, my mom had a very large collection of jewelry and she kept it stashed in multiple places. I guess she was afraid someone would break into the house. I threw out a box of jewelry.
I mean, that's clearly where the rupees were. Right. And the emeralds. And the, oh, my gosh.
Merritt, I got to tell you,
sorry.
It's exactly something I would do, so I understand. I'd be like, what is this doing here? And I would just toss it. And I knew it when you said
feeling.
It. I was like, what's in there?
Yeah.
I knew it. Oh,
what
God.
A haunting feeling.
Yeah. Kind of like the seashells, but a little worse.
Yeah. Right. No, a lot worse.
Yeah.
It's a birthday celebration today on Trending.
Okay.
Trending is powered by Wayfair. Shop outdoor furniture, grills, lawn games, and way more for way less. Head to Wayfair.com right now to explore a huge outdoor selection. That's Wayfair.com. Wayfair, every style, every home. A year ago, this happened.
Today is very exciting. Thousands of tourists are here to see a new star at the zoo. And this is the most famous baby pygmy hippopotamus from Thailand. And her name is Mudeng.
Mudeng! Happy birthday, Mudeng.
Oh, super cute.
Oh my gosh, that lovable baby hippo that caused an international craze in Thailand has turned 1 year old.
Oh, I'm going to have to see an updated photo.
You don't have to go to an updated photo because there's 6 live streams on YouTube right now.
Oh, nice.
And people,
so I can see the festivities all day long.
Not just for one day, right? Uh-huh. Mudeng's birthday party is going on for 4 days.
Wow.
With the live streams. So far, Mudeng, which actually in English translates to bouncy pork.
Okay. Hippos aren't pork, are they?
No. We don't know, actually. Right. We have no clue.
Anyways.
Had a special fruit cake made from an assortment of fresh produce. So far, she's taken a few naps. They hosed her down once. I was watching the live stream for a long time. The amount of international tourists that are there to celebrate Mudeng's birthday is crazy. And the fact that it's 4 days long reminds me, you know, like everybody's got that one friend that, it's my birthday month.
It's my birthday weekend. It's this, it's that, right?
All month long, we got a party. You can't just have one day. I was like, oh, look at Diva Mudeng also going for 4 days.
I mean, it turns out this baby hippopotamus is still wicked cute. I'm looking at the video right now.
I know.
Wow.
The thing is, she's cute, but she's getting bigger. And you know what happens when they get big. You know,
they get mad. They get angry.
Well, they just look like all the other hippos, you know? All right, speaking of birthdays, today is Sofia Vergara's birthday. She's 53 years old.
Caliente.
But the reason why that even comes up is because she has been trending in the news huge because she's been hanging out with Tom Brady.
Oh, snap!
Now, the rumor is that they're having a summer fling in Spain. Now, if you believe everything you read on the internet, which of course I do, what happened was is that there was all these super rich celebrities that were invited. Ritz-Carlton just put out a yacht line.
They have a new yacht line,
like their own cruise, but it's super expensive because it's the Ritz-Carlton.
Yeah, none of us will ever be on it, but all the beautiful people will be. I mean, it looks very gorgeous, but I mean, on this yacht, everybody was there.
Yeah, Martha Stewart, Naomi Campbell, Kendall Jenner, Kate
I heard he was
Hudson.
Dating Kate Hudson like 3 days ago.
No, they weren't. No, their kids were hanging out, but they weren't together.
Okay.
But what happened is, you know, like when you go on these cruises, they seat you next to people.
Sure.
And he asked to be
dinners
switched.
And shows and stuff. Yeah,
he asked to be switched to sit next to Sofia Vergara.
Is that right?
And that they've been hanging out ever since. Now this cruise was only 2 days long. It was basically for them to come post some pictures on the internet. Get
yeah,
the hype,
yeah,
and
yeah.
That's
yeah.
the end of it. But supposedly, they've been talking now.
They've continued on.
But neither of them say that they're dating or anything like that. And I'm like, well, of course, it's 5 minutes ago. What are they gonna say?
Yeah, and they don't need to give people that information.
I still don't know if I like Tom Brady or not as a person, but I like Sofia Vergara. And,
yeah.
And those are two beautiful people.
So you think it revamps his image a little bit for you? You know, I think who it does really well for is her ex, Joe M.
Joe Manganiello.
Yeah, I think it raises his stock somehow.
Know. I was never into him. I felt like he
wasn't
never,
a big deal. Yeah. He, you know, he had his Magic Mike moment. He's, you know, the host of, what is it, Deal or No Deal Island.
Yeah.
I think this makes him look better if his ex is now with Tom Brady.
Oh, we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. But, you know, we're speaking about birthdays. And the one thing that always comes up, because today is my niece's birthday, too. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Cece.
Happy birthday.
She's turning 7 years old, my Cecilia. But having a summer birthday can be tough.
I mean,
we're going to get to it. It's coming up next. Is it awesome to have a summer birthday or is it kind of stinky? Today is my niece Cecilia's 7th birthday. Happy birthday, Cece. Yeah, and I was talking to her about it.
Happy birthday, Cece.
Thank you.
What does it feel like to have a summer birthday when you're not in school?
Good. Because then I get to have a pool party if it's in the summer.
Nice.
But do you miss having, like, cupcakes at school or being able to do a craft in the classroom or no?
Well, now we're not really allowed to do that. But, like, there is some stuff that I don't get to do at school on my birthday since I'm not at school.
What do you think? Do you think it's better to have a summer birthday or worse?
I think it's better to have a summer birthday.
Thank you. All right, get that honesty out there. Appreciate that, CeCe. I hope you had a lovely birthday, and the pool party was totally awesome.
Well, because
you
know what you can't do? Today's your birthday.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, that's later.
Oh, where's my invitation?
You didn't get to go, but I'll be there.
It's been misplaced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Anyways, I'll tell you what I don't get to do on my birthday, Anna. Pool parties. Not now, not ever, because it's in the middle of the wintertime.
So we have the polar opposite. My birthday is next month, and it's also a summer birthday in August.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really liked having a... I don't like my birthday, period. Okay. But I never really liked having a summer birthday.
Marks another year that we've gone by that we're still alive. Right, but all right. But besides that, right? So
because I was growing up, when we were allowed to have cupcakes in class.
Right.
You know,
like, that was a different time.
It was a different time.
It was a different era.
They didn't do anything for the summer kids. You didn't have a birthday party at school. And the truth of the matter is like, there wasn't email. And my mom didn't have my friends from school's information.
There wasn't a lot of communication in that regard.
I never
right.
had kids' birthday parties. It was me and all my cousins, which was great. But I didn't have friends from school because once they were gone from school, I couldn't hand them an invitation. So how would I know where they lived or anything like that? I don't know. So producer Julie went around the office to ask the summer people that work here what they thought.
Is it cool, not cool?
Do you have a summer birthday?
Yes, I do. July 22nd.
What do you love about your birthday or hate about it?
I always loved that I wasn't required to have the entire class at my birthday party. I'm kind of an introverted extrovert, so I always use the excuse of, oh, people must be busy in the summertime, or, oh, you must not have gotten our invitation. I just didn't want to bother anybody. Yeah. So I always can have very private, kind of quiet birthday celebrations, which is what I prefer.
It's the complete opposite
of me. An introvert, an introverted extrovert.
I get that.
I guess my mother must have been too, because I never had anybody replying or showing up at my birthday party in the middle of December.
What's it like having a summer birthday?
Great. It's awesome. It's hot.
What do you love about it?
Either I could get to have a birthday barbecue or just, I really could do anything, you know? Winter babies, you only could have a party indoors. I could have a party outside. I could go anywhere, you know. Sometimes I don't even want to have a party inside. Sometimes I just want to go to like a, you know, Six Flags or something. I could do that. It's good times.
he's like, yeah, my birthday is so much better than yours, Raven.
Yeah.
What is it like having a summer birthday?
It's great. I love having a summer birthday because everybody's already happy. It's warm. It's sunny, and it's the perfect time to celebrate.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess
is this all designed to just make me feel worse about myself?
No, despite the fact that I didn't get cupcakes on my birthday at school, it's pretty awesome to have a summer birthday.
Seems great.
Yeah.
Comparatively speaking, anyways.
Right, so if you're the week of Christmas, you're right, that stinks. Sucks for you.
And that's the end of the conversation.
Happy birthday, CeCe.
Yeah, happy birthday.
What couple?
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Couples Court is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/Anna and Raven. Eric and Dana. Dana, what's going on?
We are pregnant and I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's our first baby, so I'm a little nervous about the whole giving birth part, like a person coming out of me part.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, I would imagine so.
So I just, you know, I'm really close with my mom and I really want her to be in the delivery room, but we kind of got into a disagreement because Eric really wants his mom in the delivery room too, and I'm just not really comfortable with that, and so I'm not really sure what to do.
Forgive me, because at this point, I don't know if there's any limitations or whatever, but in a delivery room, how many people are allowed in the delivery room?
Well, it depends on the hospital, but most places, you could certainly have 3 or 4, right?
Is that right?
Yeah, I would think so. I did.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I would think that your comfort level with it would be the most important thing in this whole situation. Eric, what's your side of this?
I definitely plan on being in the room.
Well, of course, yeah.
You get to be there.
Yeah, you're the dad. So
I'll have to check with them and see what the numbers allowed in there are. But I just, my mom is so excited. I mean, this is the first grandchild for either of our families. Mm-hmm. So they both understandably want to be there. I just wasn't expecting to hear a no.
Yeah.
I mean, but no offense to you, Eric. I know that you are father and you are equally parts of this baby. But Dana's going to go through it.
Yeah, I mean,
and I don't know if, you know, there's a comfort level when it's your mom versus your mother-in-law. Like, you have to understand that, right?
Sure, but I mean, she loves her like she's her own daughter. Like, I don't know if we're like on the outs where we actually each get along with each other's parents-in-law. Because you hear all those horror stories, but no, we all get along great. It's just that's kind of what caught me a little off guard. Is like, I could understand if maybe they didn't get along or something, but
getting along great, all right, and having love for each other is one thing. I think that you're missing the key phrase with what Anna said, is that there's a comfort level with your own mother. She's seen your body. You've had this exposure to each other, been through intimate processes before, and having somebody else there who's family and that you love. And also a mother is not necessarily the comfort level for everybody. Kind of feels like an audience. Dana may feel like this is a very private and intimate thing.
But
right?
Dana, you want your mom in there. Eric, did your mom say, yes, I also want to be in the delivery room?
Yeah, she definitely wants to be there.
Okay. Like, not outside.
Right? Yeah, like on the premises.
Right.
Ready to support, bring like food.
In the waiting room.
That
or
kind of thing. Right.
In the room, your mom said she wanted to be too.
Yeah.
Listen.
How do you say one can come over the other? I mean, I would say yes, one can come over the other, but that's
you're
from
not
being through it.
Supposed to be competitive in these type of things or whatever, and people might not even consciously think that they are, but they are.
What do you think? Would you let your mother-in-law be in the room if she really wanted to be? Would it be fair to your husband to automatically say no?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Would you be happy if your mother-in-law was standing by your side while you delivered your baby? That's what's going on with Eric and Dana. They are expecting their first child. It's the first grandchild on both sides of the family. It's a huge deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Dana wants her mom by her side with her during delivery.
Makes sense.
And Eric's mom said, me too.
Yeah.
All of us together holding hands.
I mean, Eric was really, here's the thing that's surprising is Eric's like, I never thought it would be a no. I just figured, yeah, my mom would be allowed in the delivery room too. But Dana's like, this is our first kid. I feel uncomfortable with that. I just want it to be my mom. You know, here's the thing. Thinking about being the dad, I mean, obviously he's got rights too, but, and I get it. It's your first time. You haven't been in this scenario before, but just do whatever your wife says, anything, and just stand by ready to give her food or comforts or whatever she wants.
As many people know, especially if you're listening right now, sometimes you listen to your mom, and that's what he's doing. And his mom's like, well, he doesn't think it's fair.
Seems nuts.
He's like, well, why does your mom get to be there and not my mom? This is her first grandchild, too. But what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Sue, whose side are you on?
So I'm on the father's side. I'm the grandmother to be myself, and I'm the mother of the father. And I feel like if you can't invite both of the parent moms in, then you shouldn't invite either. I think it will cause hard feelings.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999 is the Couples Court. It's one of the most exciting times of your life and also terrifying, delivering your first baby. Eric and Dana, they're excited. Their first baby's on the way, and it's the first grandbaby on both sides of the family. So Dana wants her mom by her side, but Eric's mom wants to be there too.
I just want to imagine that moment when the conversation is going on and you're talking about who's going to be in the delivery room, and Eric goes, wouldn't my mom be there too? And all the jaws in the place hitting the floor, because it just seems like it would be shocking to me to put it out there. She can wait in the lobby just like everybody else.
But Eric disagrees. He says, it's my mom. This is her first grandbaby, too. She wants to be part of this. What is the big deal? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Tessa, whose side are you on?
I'm 1,000% on the wife's side. When someone's in labor, it doesn't matter about the husband. Sorry. It's her intimate moment, and you have to support her in any way. I feel like it's so inappropriate if she feels uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it seems pretty straightforward to me. Thanks for the call.
Rob, whose side are you on today?
I don't think this could be any more clear. Obviously, the mother, she's got to be happy and comfortable. And for gosh sakes, the guy's got to understand that.
Yeah, I mean, just tell your mom. It's not appropriate.
I'm so surprised that the mother-in-law... Actually, I'm not. I've heard many, many stories, so I guess I'm not surprised. But somebody should just say to her, she doesn't want you in there.
I mean, she should remember what it was like for her, right? You wouldn't want anything forced upon you.
Well, yeah. I don't think the mother-in-law should have even asked, frankly.
Right.
Yeah, it seems weird.
Liz, what do you think? Whose side are you on?
I'm definitely on the wife side because, I mean, I work at labor and delivery, and we're allowed two people in the room with mom. I just think it's a super personal moment. If the shoe was on the other foot, would he want to be pushing out a whole baby with her mom in the room? It's her baby having a baby, you know, and it's just such a different personal level versus, you know, the mom's son having a baby. So I'm definitely on the wife's side with this one.
Thanks, Liz. I completely agree with you. We should just tell Eric when he has to push out a baby, he can decide who's in the room.
That's
with him.
That's right. Yeah. Then it's up to you.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Dana, our audience agreed with you. You're going to be delivering the baby. And Eric, obviously, you're a very important part of that. But if Dana doesn't feel comfortable having your mother in there and she wants her own mom, that should be her decision.
Yeah. I mean, my mom's, you know, she obviously went through it. So I'm sure she'll understand. I'm sure she'll be disappointed as well. But, ultimately, she's just going to be happy to be in the hospital and get to meet our baby eventually.
I think that that's really the thing they have to count on, is that your mom's been there, and she has to remember what that moment was like. And as excited and as close and comfortable as she feels, this is something that's really about your time, about the two of yours' time. Dana, the audience agreed with you. You've got the right. Good luck. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Okay, if you have a problem too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,800. Jackie, did I hear this right? You're a psychic?
I am a psychic medium, yes.
Did you know that we were going to pick you today to play?
Yes, when I put the code in today, I was like, holy crap, they're going to call me.
Oh my gosh. So do you already know the questions and the answers? Because I'll still give you the money. I don't care. This is so cool.
No, I don't know the questions, and I may not know the answers, but we'll try.
All right. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, Raven, you go on and leave the room so I can get that money today.
You got it. Good luck. $1,800.
It's the most excited I've ever been to play Can't Be Raven. All right, Jackie, I got a lot of faith in you, mostly because you already know these answers in your head. All right, Raven can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, let's do it. Number one, Kelly Clarkson voiced her disappointment that she had to postpone the start of her Las Vegas residency, but promises it will be great. She got her start on what reality singing competition?
American Idol.
Number two, Max has officially changed their name back to HBO Max. What iconic HBO show followed the lives of Tony and Carmella?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Number three, it's the end of an era. Queer Eye is coming to an end after 10 seasons on Netflix. How many cast members are there? They're known as the Fab what?
The Fab.
Number four, Mattel launched their first Barbie with type 1 diabetes. She'll come with medical devices. Barbie was said to be from the fictional town of Willows in what real state?
Illinois.
And number five, Nicki Minaj went off on Jay-Z, claiming he owes her up to $200 million, saying that he ruined hip-hop, football, basketball, Instagram, and Twitter, and touring, too. All of those things. What is the name of Jay-Z's business and entertainment company?
Oh, I don't know that one either. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
Jackie got 2 out of 5.
Oh,
I
not
really,
great,
I want
Jackie.
Her to get all 5 so bad.
Let's see how I do. Here
so
we go.
Badly.
How many do you think I'm going to get right, Jackie?
Oh, you're probably going to get them all.
All right, let's see.
I'll say he'll get 4.
Oh, thank you. You want to be a psychic too now?
No, you know that I believe I'm a psychic
sometimes.
Just
start asking questions. Let's go.
I always think I'm a psychic too, Jackie, and then Raven makes fun of me. But sometimes I just know what's going to happen. Number one, Kelly Clarkson voiced her disappointment that she had to postpone the start of her Las Vegas residency. She got her start on what reality singing competition?
American Idol. What's going on with her?
I don't know.
Kind of
a lot. I don't know. And yeah. I really love her. And if you've ever seen her live, she's an incredible, incredible live performer.
I hope she's good.
Number two, Max has officially changed its name back to HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
What iconic HBO show follow the lives of Tony and Carmella?
The Sopranos.
That's right.
They have Sinners right now. Sit down and watch that movie today.
Number three, it's the end of an era. Queer Eye is coming to an end after 10 seasons on Netflix. How many cast members are there? They're known as the Fab what?
Isn't it the Fab Five?
Yes. Number four, Mattel launched their first Barbie with type 1 diabetes. She'll come with medical devices. Barbie was said to be from the fictional town of Willows from what real state?
Isn't that Wisconsin?
Yes, I didn't think you'd know that one. My psychic, my reading was off there. At number five, Nicki Minaj went off on Jay-Z, claiming he owes her up to $200 million, saying he roomed hip-hop, football, basketball, Instagram, Twitter, and touring.
I mean, maybe a third of those things.
Right. How did he room basketball? Okay. What is the name of Jay-Z's business entertainment company?
Rock Nation.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jackie. 5-2 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
But you did predict that I'd get them all.
I did. And you know what? Maybe you guys can have me come on and do some readings for you.
I would love that.
That would be fun.
Hold on the line. We're going to get all your info. And hold on.
I will.
$1,900 tomorrow, Anna.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.